This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump has expressed his concern over the fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who disappeared October 2nd after entering the Saudi consulate in the Turkish city of Istanbul.
It's a very sad situation. It's a very bad situation, and we want to get to the bottom of it.
Mr. Trump told reporters Wednesday he's spoken with Saudi authorities at the highest level.
This is a bad situation. We cannot let this happen. To reporters, to anybody, we can't let this happen. And we're going to get to the bottom of it.
The Trump administration says it's asked for more information from Riyadh and a transparent investigation. The president also revealed he and First Lady Melania Trump would like to invite Khashoggi's fiancée to the White House. Hatice Cengiz waited for him to leave the consulate, but he never did. There are growing concerns Khashoggi, a highly placed and frequent Saudi critic, was either abducted or murdered. Senator Lindsey Graham said if Khashoggi was killed, that would cross every line of normality in the international community.
If it did happen, there would be hell to pay. This hangs over the relationship like a very heavy cloud.
Turkey has demanded access to search the consulate, and a pro-government newspaper published a report identifying a 15-member Saudi intelligence team believed to have been involved in Mr. Khashoggi's fate. Cameroon continues to await results of Sunday's presidential election. That incumbent Paul Biya, the eldest African leader, is widely expected to win. Issambi Emile is president of the Constitutional Council.
This is the first presidential election that the Constitutional Council is managing, and things are going well. And we want to expect that at the end of the day, all the Cameroonians will be happy with the way things went.
Official results must be announced by October 22nd. Mr. Biya, in power since 1982, is seeking his seventh term. This is VOA News. Turkey says the demilitarized zone created with Russia in Syria's rebel-held Idlib province has been formed and heavy weapons are being withdrawn. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova said more than 1,000 militants have left that zone, along with 100 military vehicles. Last month's agreement was aimed at averting a government assault that could result in a mass exodus of refugees and heavy casualties. Asian stocks fell sharply Thursday after a major sell-off in the U.S. on Wednesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index falling more than 800 points, over 3%, the largest correction since early February. The plunge came amid rising bond yields and alarm over the central bank's incremental increase in a key interest rate. Ross Berger is CEO of Gerber Kawasaki.
It's kind of par for October. It feels like October. But with rates, you know, spiking to 3.25, which is actually where we think rates should be, the markets have to digest this move on interest rates.
Investors are also concerned about growing trade tensions with China. President Trump Wednesday attributed the market decline to the central bank's rate hikes, which he called a mistake. A 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck remote New Britain Island in Papua New Guinea Thursday. The quake hit some 200 kilometers southwest of Rabaul and briefly triggered a tsunami warning. Another shallow trembler measuring 6.0 magnitude jolted Indonesia's Java and Bali Islands Thursday, with initial reports of at least 3 fatalities. Hurricane Michael weakened to a Category 1 storm after crashing ashore along the Gulf Coast of Florida Wednesday as an intense Category 4 storm with winds as high as 250 kilometers per hour. One man was killed after a tree fell on his home. Governor Rick Scott said Michael was the worst storm the Florida Panhandle has ever seen.
We heard of significant impacts at Tyndall Air Force Base and many communities along the coast. We're turning 100% of our focus on search and rescue and recovery.
Michael caused it to severe flooding, structural damage, uprooting trees, and caused power outages to hundreds of thousands. The Moroccan Navy opened fire on a boat that it said made a hostile maneuver and found it transporting migrants. At least one passenger was wounded. The nearly 60 migrants were handed over to Moroccan authorities. Tens of thousands have made the attempted dangerous crossing of the Western Mediterranean to reach Europe via Spain. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the release of an American Protestant minister held by Turkey at his next hearing would be an important step and the right thing to do. Andrew Brunson has been charged with links to supporters of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, the cleric Ankara blames for the failed 2016 coup. He denies the allegation. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.